Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this...
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow. The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
Yo. Hello. What's happening? And welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. Kill that music, Robert. How we doing, man?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we had just so much technical difficulty. Just to give you a little behind the scenes, if you were getting here at 9 o'clock and going, where the F is everybody? There's nothing happening. Did I pick the wrong day? No, I was texting Robert. Robert was texting me. Sparky was texting me. I was texting Sparky. Stacy was texting me. Like, what the is happening? And bottom line is we got it right on the right at the minute hour. So we're live and in color. Stacy, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Good, baby. Good. Sparky, are you here?
I think so. What's up?
Hey, cool. Sparky. Awesome, man. Good to have you on. And Robert, I know you're here. Thanks for being patient and pulling it all together. Tonight's show, I can only stay here for a little bit because I'm on the road right now, and I have a lot of call-ins I've got to make for things I'm doing right now, but I'm going to hand it over to Robert and Stacy and Sparky. But I want to talk for a little bit on the beginning to see who wants to call in and ask questions. One of the big things that has been going around, I guess, the chat rooms or whatever, it's brought to my attention that if you go gluten-free, well, that means you're going to lose weight and you can just keep eating all the carbs you want. And, No, you can't do that. Now, the whole reason I talk about the gluten-free thing is because it burns off way easier than the wheat does. And that's just a fact. But it's still carbs, all the way around. And, for me personally, and I've got a pretty fast metabolism on top of that, I can eat a ridiculous amount of Angela's cupcakes or cakes or whatever that she makes that's gluten-free. And if I would have eaten the same amount of regular cupcakes or whatever it would be, whatever sweet that would be for my picky ears, if it wasn't gluten-free, I guarantee you I would have a serious belly. And I still would have to if I don't. Do you feel that, Sparky? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, carbs in is carbs, no matter if you're gluten-free or wheat or whatnot. If I can sit down and I'm looking at a bag of gluten-free pretzels that I got here, and I may snack on a couple of them, but still one serving size is still 30 carbohydrates.
We're getting some echo.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's your, you got your computer microphone on, Spark?
No, I'm right off the phone.
Okay, well, how about now, bro? Sounds okay to me. Is that right to you?
Let me see. Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, I know I got my computer thrown off, so. All right, someone shut off.
I'll drop and call you right back.
Okay. All right, what are you, Stacey? You are the cheese queen and carb queen. So what do you feel about that? Because you lost 180 pounds in 18 months, and you still weren't even really using a heart monitor.
I know. I do. Well, that tells you, I mean, how important it is what you eat. It can either help you or hurt you. And I was into cheese for most of my life, and I do eat it now, you know, the sheep and the goat, but I eat it in moderation. I know just because it's sheep and goat that I can't have unlimited quantities of it, or I wouldn't be 185 pounds lighter.
Right, exactly. And before you know it, it's 175 pounds, it's 150 pounds, it's 100.
Yep.
You're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, so if anybody has any questions on this, or what you're doing with the workout, you know, we do have all of our DVDs went out last weekend, and we made this really cool. We took all this footage of going down there, and we're going to put it up. We were hoping to have it up, you know, on Monday of last week, so people could see how hard we were working to get everything out to everybody, but it didn't get produced because of we had too many things to do. We couldn't get to it, but we're definitely going to put it up sometime this week, I think, because Steve was putting it together. But just so you can see. But if you don't have your order by now, Robert, wouldn't you say that there's something that they need to get in touch with you? Would you say that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you were waiting, if you were one of the people who were waiting, and thank you so much for waiting. You know, it really meant the world to everybody. You know, because everybody was so cool. And actually, the cool thing that we learned from this is I'm going to leave up the Diamond Dozen. I'm going to leave up breathing. I'm going to leave up the book so people can go and see it. You know, and so as soon as you get your program, you can go right to teamddpyoga.com and go start the program. There's no reason why you can't start. So we even rewrote that message that we sent out to everybody. So it's like you get it, you start it, bang. But if you have any questions, if you have any questions in the chat room, you have Stacey up there, she'll pull them down and read them off. If you have anybody who wants to come in and ask, get involved in the discussion, we're going to start it off right away. Do we have anybody right now, Robert? What's the number? 347, what is it?
347. Go ahead, Sparky.
I was going to say 347-994-1216. It sounds like that echo's gone. That's good.
Yeah.
Hit that again, Spark. Hit it again.
347-994-1216.
Awesome. Okay, just Robert, just let me know as we move on if we have somebody to step on us or whatever.
Yeah, we've actually got four people that I just finished queuing just now. So
awesome, perfect. Who we got first?
We've got Bob.
Hey, Bob. Where are you from, Bob?
Hey, it's me. This is Bob Fritz. I'm calling from Ephrata, PA, Lancaster County.
Oh, Lancaster, cool.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Is Terry on there tonight?
Terry?
Next week.
Terry, the nurse. Because I thought she was going to be on there tonight. And actually, if she's not there, then I guess the question would be for you, Dallas. And it's about the meniscus again. And the reason I was going to ask her this question is you said last week that she helped you recuperate from that. You said she helped you recuperate from that. And when I had the surgery a month ago at the VA, they didn't really give me any other exercises. They just said, like, that's it. All right, you had the surgery. Now, you know, just go ahead and come back in a month or two. If it still hurts, and we'll give you a shot of cortisone. But, you know, go ahead and do what you want to do with your yoga. And you know, it's fine. I'm doing the DDP, and today was the first day I did the strength builder, and I didn't do the corkscrew on the left-hand side. I said, I don't want to try that. But I was just wondering if there's other exercises I could be doing that may build that up, you know.
Now, go ahead.
okay.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. Did you have something else you want to say?
No.
When we said Terry, she helped me with that. She actually took care of me. She was my nurse. I mean, Terry's an awesome nurse, and she took care of me of that. And I actually started doing, I wanted to see if, you know, the workout was going to heal me faster or as fast. Because the last time I had done my meniscus tear, it was back when I was wrestling. And I was in my WWE spots. That was like 2002. And I did what they wanted me to do, which I think is awesome, the bicycle. I think you should be doing biking and pick up the speed on the bike because it really works the knee and all the muscles inside the knee as well that, you know, that'll help you gain that strength. And the extensions and the curls with the weights. Now, I didn't do that. And my knee is just as strong as it was before. But I would not discard that. I would not say, oh, you don't need that. I would think the bike is awesome, mainly when you first have the surgery because you got all that scar tissue, you know? Do you still feel like there's a lot of scar tissue in that?
Yeah, and I've been doing those exercises from your video. And there's another thing, like last week I lost my disc 1 and 2, and I want to say one thing. Thank you, Robert, and thank you, Don, for getting me a new disc 1 and 2. It's in the mail.
Awesome.
So thank you, Don. Thank you, Robert.
But today,
it was actually a blessing because today was the first day I've ever saw Wake Up, which is on disc 3. And I saw how gimpy your knees are in the morning on Wake Up. And where you do that half a dog, that, you know, where you do the down dog, you do like a half a dog. And that's how my knee feels every morning. So I got to see that, and I'm like, wow, if his knees are that bad, and then he's doing these exercises in the middle of the day, maybe there is hope for this knee. Maybe, you know, a month after surgery, maybe maybe it's going to be a lot better. I have some hope there, and I'm going to start doing Wake Up every morning. I've been doing the breathing part of Wake Up on my own. I didn't even know, you know, I just been doing that because I really like the breathing. The breathing's helped me a lot for other things.
Me too. A to Z on that. And just so you know, and this is straight talk. I don't come on here and bullshit anybody or tell them stuff because you guys already bought the program. I'm not selling the program to you. I'm trying to get you to get the most out of it. That's where this whole program comes. And when you ask a question like this, there's 10, 20, 100,000 people who are going to hear the answer, and it might help them. And that's why we came up with this whole, you know, DDP radio thing. Now, just so you know, I did Wake Up for years until I stopped eating wheat and dairy. Now, I'm not 100% dairy-free because I'll still get some milk in a cappuccino or something like that because I love cappuccino. But if they don't have something to replace it, I'll take it. But, you know, it doesn't really affect me that much. But I'm talking about the way I used to drink milk and the way I used to eat dairy. I used to drink milk and I used to eat wheat. I mean, within 3 months, I felt a significant difference. Within 6 months, it was crazy. I have not done that Wake Up workout in over 2.5 years. Just to let you know, I get up and I could go right to Double Black Diamond mixed in with Red Hot Core, like immediately, because there's no inflammation in my knees. And gluten in the wheat attacks your joints. That's a fact. You can Google it. Look it up. And I would never believe that. How old are you now, Bobby?
I'm your age.
Okay, 56.
I'm a little bit younger. I'm 54.
Okay, so for me, it, like, you can't give me something to eat that I'm going to say, wow, I don't care how I feel tomorrow. I'm going to eat this now because this tastes so good. That doesn't exist for me. I've got things like I made a salad that kale is one of the best greens that you can eat, K-A-L-E, for people who don't know what kale is. Kale is really rough. You've got to cut it up into little, you know, slices. And, you know, you got to really cut the hell out of it because if you try and chew it, it's like a cow.
Yeah.
And so what I did, though, and I've come across this by accident, is taking it and sweetening kale. So, Stacey, you're going to love this recipe. Let me pull it up on my phone while I'm talking here. I had it at Whole Foods the other day, well, about 2 weeks ago, and I wanted the recipe, and they'll give it to you. And what it had in it was kale. It had a little bit of coconut. It had some strawberries. It had some the dressing was equal amount of lemon and oil, and then some apple cider vinegar, salt, and pepper, and I put some red onions in there and a couple cranberries. And when I tell you I took two kales tonight and chopped them up, me and my cousin ate a humongous salad. And the thing about kale is it'll last 5 days in your refrigerators.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make enough. You can't make enough kale where it'll go bad. So you take
it's charred
it and
too.
You,
charred is wonderful for that.
Now, how is chard tasting, though? Because the name automatically turns me off.
It's not bad. If you saute it with a little olive oil and garlic, it's actually pretty good.
Now, I heard that about kale, too. Yeah. I've never tried that.
Are they both in the spinach family, like? Are they in some type? Like, they're green, right? They're in the spinach type family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you call them. I know, leafy greens.
Leafy greens. Well, they're hard leafy greens, but I'll tell you, that kale salad, and I had it another time with cranberries. I had it with cranberries and pine nuts, and there was some other stuff in it too as well, but it was like a sweet, crunchy taste. And when you can take a green and make it taste like, I don't want to say candy, but sort of like candy, you know, I mean, and it's good for you. I mean, that's a really positive thing. You know?
No, I also want to point out, Dallas, kale is really high in calcium. And I know that's a concern for some people, especially if they're cutting back on dairy, which is really a myth that you have to eat dairy to get calcium anyway. Kale's great for you.
Yeah, Nancy, when she was on a couple of weeks ago, said if you're juicing, that's a great way to get it. I actually switched from Swiss chard to kale, and kale actually has a smoother taste. Swiss chard's got like a smoky taste in the juice.
Before I get off the couch, I want to thank you one last thing for the breathing program, because just the weight loss and the mobility and the balance and all is really great, but the breathing is helping me so much as far as like anger and calmness and everything. It's great. And if nothing else, if I bought this program for nothing else, I really appreciate the breathing part of it the most. So
I'm not sure.
And I would have never tried yoga had I not seen Arthur's video and then seen a wrestler doing yoga. I would have never done that. So thank you for that. Now I know the benefits of yoga, and I'm actually that's the part I like the most.
That's awesome, man.
So
that breathing thing.
And I don't want to keep on here as long as I did last week, and I want all the other people in the queue to get on, because I know there's a lot of people that have questions.
Well, Bobby, thanks for coming in. That's some great stuff. That little input you put in there today about the meniscus tear and what else you can do, and just to let you know, you didn't mention Terry, because Terry's going to be on next week for sure. I think Stacey said she'll be on, and we're going to highlight some good stuff with Terry as well. But I appreciate you bringing that up about the meniscus tear, because I went through that, and I made videos of it, and I showed people where I, you know, how much I could really bend my knee. And, you know, when I first tore my meniscus the first time, they said I would never have the flexibility to pull my foot. This is doctors, okay? I said, I can't get my foot really past my knee. You know, when I'm standing up, he's going, well, you know, it's going to be really tight like that. You're not going to get much more than that. You know, I just laugh. I'm like, really? I've had two meniscus tears, and I can pull my foot up to my hip standing on the other leg. So that's not true. You know, you gotta wear down the scar tissue. That's the history I've had. All right, Bobby, thanks for calling in, Robert.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next, we've got one of our team members, Chris, the Boston Bad Boy.
Hey, Bad Boy.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
Hey, brother.
Chris.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm actually up here with a Bad Boy. We're going to get tomorrow. So if you're in the New England area on Fox, Gene Levanchi's show, what's what's the show called? Is it Fox in the Morning or whatever? What's the, do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's let me see here. I can scroll through. It's basically Fox starts their newscast at about 7 a.m.
Like 5 a.m.
What's that?
It's about 5 a.m. when they start.
Actually, it's like 4:30. Yep, 4:30 a.m. We're going to be going on at, what, the 9 o'clock spot?
The 9 o'clock is where I do my interview with Gene. And by the way, anybody who's in that area, Gene Levanci and I have been best buddies for over 25 years. And we go back to working in Fort Myers, Florida together. I was running a nightclub at the time. And he actually helped me. He was a sportscaster in Fort Myers. And he helps me edit a video I was doing, putting together when I was working in the AWA for the WWF at the time. And that's how far back we go. And then we lost touch for like 20 years. And then a couple of years ago, he got me on my DiamondDallasPage.com site and sent me an email saying, you know, I don't know if you'll remember me. My name's Gene Levanci. We used to do blah, 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 blah. You know, and we came to your club and we partied. I was like, I sent him back an email going, seriously, I'm not going to remember you. And then we started talking and he invited me up to be on the show. And I was up here about 3 or 4 years ago. And now we're coming up here tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to doing a show with them in the morning. And you know they're gonna talk about a lot of things, you know. And then, of course the video sensation that Arthur has with the Never Give Up. I'm sure we'll talk about that. You know, what's happening with DDP Yoga, and Gene's a guy who does it four or five days a week. So it's really cool. And I got to see the Boston Bad Boy again while I'm up here. We're gonna be on TV tomorrow. He's gonna be on the show with me.
Oh, so I wasn't 100% sure if I was actually going to be on the show with you.
You're going to be working out. You're going to be working out with me and Gene and whoever else he sticks in there in their high heels and miniskirt. I don't know. He grabbed one of the girls last time. They're like, Gene, I mean, she's in. You know, she's got her little high heels on and stuff. She goes, Gene, take them off. You know, Gene's pretty laid back. You know.
Yeah, this should be a really good show. A lot of people watch that show. That Fox is pretty big around the New England area, so it's going to definitely help get a lot of coverage and get the word out. And a lot of people love that guy around here.
Well,
a lot of women have crushes on him.
No, it's not a bad thing. Yeah, what do you got for this bad boy? You just coming in here to plug the show? I'm glad you did it because I would have forgot.
absolutely. I mean, I just want to, just pass on. You know, I got a lot of people have been tweeting me lately. I life's been hitting me pretty hard too. So I haven't been getting back to everybody. But anybody's listening that is tweeting me, keep it up. I get back to everybody. A lot of people ask me, about the Black Crow. How to, modification or just asking me, how to start off and just different things. But so just keep the questions coming, guys. I'm actually going to put up another video of maybe kind of breaking it down and showing them how to put their knees on the back of their triceps to kind of take up some of the weight a little bit to make it a little bit easier. Keep the tweets coming and I want to let everybody know too about what Steve's doing as well. Am I coming through? I'm kind of.
No, we hear you fine. You hear him, Stacey?
Yeah. We still have that echo, but yeah.
Yeah, just getting the feedback. Yeah, so just, trying to keep the word going, I'm psyched to be a part of tomorrow, and hang out with you again, and I know that the West Coast, the East Coast meetup was coming up in Washington, and unfortunately I'm not going to be able to make that on Saturday. So it sounds like they have that all set up at the...
Where's that going to be? You know where that's going to be, Robert?
That's going to be in D.C. on the mall, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that you guys are going to record that, right? You're going to have somebody there taking the shots?
Sparky, you making that?
There's going to be a bunch of people down there. And actually, I'm not making it, but Arthur's coming up for a workout around 3 o'clock. And then Dave Orth has actually pulled some people together, threw his phone number out, and he's got a bunch of people meeting down there. It looks like there's about 10 or 12 people going so far. So it looks like it's going to be a good crowd.
When I was in Philly, I got to see Dave. Dave came by and Bill came by. We all went over and we got some, some food during lunch when I was at the Philly Comic Con. And I've got to tell you guys, there's a video that's out there. It says DDP best, the best uncle ever. And it's my niece, Lexi. We haven't made it live yet, but it is a high energy workout. I've been working with Lexi. I've tried to get her to do the program since she was 8. She's now 20, and she's a stud athlete at Birmingham Southern in Alabama. And she went down to college. She was always that thin, really well built, high school girl. And then she went to college, and she put on that freshman 15, the sophomore 10. She's 25, 30 pounds overweight. And but she's still being the athlete, the jock that she is, playing her lacrosse for her college. And long story short, I came down there a couple months ago, and for the 10th time reignited her doing the program. And you got to see the results. We're going to put it up on Team DDP Yoga, and you want to see it. The energy level coming off of her during this interview, because after she got done, she was just so jacked up. She worked herself up to the extreme, and she did all four workouts.
Oh, nice. After
another, which is 2 hours and 10 minutes. It was pretty crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was visiting my sister after Philly Comic Con before I came up to Boston, and I did like an hour and 20 minute workout on my own because there was no one around, so I just worked out by myself. And then Lexi calls me back, Uncle Paige, did you work out yet, or did I miss it? I go, you coming home? She goes, yeah. I go, all right, I'll do it again. I mean, just like that, though. She kicked my ass, man. We're only doing an hour, babe. Sorry, I'm done. I'm 56 years old, all right? And right now it's not young, it's old. So,
come
let's
on.
Go to that.
You look good after we worked out together, and you wore me out.
Yeah, but, dude, this was two in a row. I already did an hour and a half before she got there. on my shit, and that's heavy. Okay, what we got? Who's our next person, bro?
We got
all right, see you later, everybody. Dallas, I'll see you in the morning, brother.
See you in the AM, bro.
Later, bro.
Right. Best wishes.
Guys, I have a couple questions, if you can.
Yeah, let's do that before we bring on the next person. What do we got, Faith?
There's a new team member named Andrea who's kind of frustrated. She feels like she's not getting a lot of results, and she's got to do a lot of the workout on her knees because of balance issues and is unable to do lunges and downward dog. She wants to know what advice you can give her.
Okay, for the lunges, and I actually learned this from Shiva Ray, who's one of the yogis on the planet. If you take a chair and you put it down in front of you, and you put your foot on the opposite side of the chair so your leg's behind it, and you're using that chair for balance. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Stacey?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you're straddling the chair long ways. So for any kind of lunge, you have to be in any kind of position too long. That can be a start. And that takes a lot of wear and tear off your knees. And then after that, it goes to what Arthur did, where you use the chair to balance yourself, and you hold on to it with the other hand until you don't have to. I've always called that cheat, so you don't have to cheat anymore. And that's why I came up with so many modifications, because when I first started doing any kind of yoga, I couldn't do any of the shit that they could do, and there was nobody modifying it, so I had to figure out how to do it. So that's one way, Andrea. And if you're on your knees, I'm sure that bothers you too. And Arthur, if you go to his page, he's got a bunch of videos up there where he took like a towel and wrapped the towel sometimes in a circle and put it, like, you wrap it long ways, roll the towel up, then turn it into like a donut. And then you put that down and you put your knee in the middle of that so the weight's not on there. Or you can fold the towel up and put it on your shin, and then your knee cap hangs off in the air, so to speak. Does that make sense, Stacey? Did I explain that good enough?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. What, give me, do you have any other questions?
You know,
Hello?
Yeah, Kim Stroh in the chat room wanted to know why sheep and goat milk is okay and not cow. What is it about those two that make it better?
God, you know, I'm
lack
not a doctor.
Lactase. Dar-
is that it?
Lack. Yeah, there's a particular protein in cow milk. And there's one other thing, and that's that they've really done, they do stuff to cows that, I mean,
right,
it's the kind of stuff that they busted Nazi doctors for in the death camps. You know, they give them injections to make them do this and that and everything else.
Is that Arthur?
I mean,
Arthur? Is that you talking, Arthur?
Yes.
Okay, so I do that voice, and of course you would know. Awesome. Go ahead, keep talking.
But anyway, they give cows all kinds of stuff to make them give more milk or to make them get bulkier faster that they don't do to other animals yet. Yet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, so for now at least, goat milk and sheep milk are actually a lot safer because they haven't been modified as much. But also, just cow's milk, even if it's completely unscrewed with cow's milk, there's a particular protein in it called casein.
Yeah.
And it's not good for you. See, not all proteins are healthy.
Cool. That's great. Thanks, Arthur.
Just here to help. Actually, you guys beat me to the punch. I was gonna call up to talk to everybody about the East Coast meetup this weekend.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what? You're in it right now, dude. Bring it up
okay.
Right now.
Because you know, Dave Orth had this brilliant idea. I wish I could say it was mine. It was Dave's. You know that people in different parts of the country could just get together and you know work out someplace. And he suggested this, and I thought, geez, what a cool idea. You know, I volunteered to, you know, go up there and teach a class for it. And it's going to be really awesome. I mean, we're all looking forward to it. I think right now there's like maybe somewhere between a half a dozen, whatever people are going to be there. And anybody else wants to come, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, maybe you're not on the East Coast. You know, maybe you're out on the West Coast or in the middle of the country. Maybe you can get together some other people from your area and kind of do the same thing. You know, or nothing else, maybe you can get together with some of your friends and I'll sit around and you know, do a video together or something. But it's really good to build the community, you know, face-to-face as well as over the net. And I just
awesome.
Think that, you know, it's really going to make us stronger in the long run.
Hey,
I agree.
Arthur,
yes.
a little tip, man. You're on the show right now. Dave isn't, so it can be your idea as much as you want.
Okay, Dave. Dave, who? Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. What other? I appreciate you popping in, Arthur. If you know any the answer, says we will too. Just feel free to pop in, like you just did. Perfect. Stacy, do we have any more there, or should we go to the next caller?
Well, Slim Gillian in the chat room wanted you to talk a little bit about food combining and why it's so good and what's a practical way to do it.
I'm trying to talk my cousin into it for the 10th year in a row, you know, because he's like overweight. And every time I leave here, he loses 20 or 30 pounds, and then he gains back 15 before I get back here. But, you know, I made him that kale salad tonight, and we had some amazing grilled chicken. And that's food combining, not combining proteins and carbs.
Sure.
Arthur did it the best anybody had ever seen because he did it all the way through. And that was the main thing that he focused on was, the, you know, not mixing the proteins with the carbs. And, you know, for me personally, when I lost the weight, like for breakfast, I'm going to have eggs. You know, I'm not going to have eggs and toast, you know, or I'm going to have some brown rice farina. You know, I'm going to have that as opposed to, which is like an oatmeal or a cream of wheat. That's what rice farina is like, and Bob Red Mills makes the best. I'm not going to have that in my eggs, though. So it's all pretty much explained there. The easiest way is getting, you know, hopefully you love some kind of salads, and they're so easy to make and change up. And now this kale salad I came up with is almost like, and I didn't come up with it, I found it at Whole Foods. And that's a great place to go. Go to Whole Foods and see what they're doing with kale or what they're doing with other different types of salads that they're working with and just steal their recipe.
Dallas, how many hours should you wait in between proteins and carbs?
It depends on what you're really trying to, if you're going to have a breakfast and eat proteins, if you're going to eat carbs for lunch, and good carbs, really good carbs, is not white rice. White rice sucks. You don't know how I feel about wheat and all that, but, potatoes are, white potatoes, they're, it's like a lot of starch and becomes a sugar, to a certain degree. Ideally organic brown rice, organic brown rice and beans, yams, sweet potatoes. You don't need to do anything with sweet potatoes. It's already sweet, that, and you mix that in a salad. I mean, I've done all that kind of stuff. And grill vegetables and throw them in there. Remember, you're trying to lose weight. This is not something you're going to have to eat like this the rest of your life. You're going to be able to mix proteins and carbs. And to be perfectly honest, I have to do it now. Because if I don't, I get too skinny. So imagine having that problem.
Wow, lucky you.
Okay, so who's our next caller?
We've got Val from Colorado.
Hey, Val.
Hi.
Val, what's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. How are you guys?
Do you have a question, Val, or you called and say hello?
I have a question. It's actually not for me. I was talking to a girl in chat a couple of days ago, and I haven't gotten in touch with her, so I don't know if she's had this question answered. But I told her that I would call you guys, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask you. Oh, my gosh, you should see my heart rate. It's insane. I'm in my fat burning zone right now, and I'm just... So she has an opposite problem as a lot of us do. She is too thin, just like you just said, and she wants to know how she can bulk up and without getting, huge. And she's concerned about being all, massively bulky and stuff, and she doesn't want to do that. So that's kind of what her question was.
Well, since I'm probably the only one who really is qualified to answer that question, because it was a job for me to get heavier. When people would say, God, man, I can't believe how lean you are. How much weight did you lose? Like 60 pounds? Like my cousin. No, I lost like 25, but it was all on my chest and my arms. And but it took to be 250 pounds, I had to eat a lot. And how I ate is I mixed proteins and carbs. And obviously wheat is not hurting that person at all, so it really doesn't matter, because there's certain people out there, fortunately for themselves, they can eat plastic. They can eat anything. So but it's got to be quality stuff. Like for me personally, knowing what I know now, I'd still have it be some sort of brown rice or some kind of thing that wasn't wheat, me personally, only because it feels in my joints. But it sounds like this is a young person and they really don't have to care. So I would probably eat steel cut oatmeal. I would have a big bowl of that. And I would probably blend that. What I used to do when I was trying to hold weight, I would blend that with rice milk or almond milk or coconut milk. And I'd put a banana and like two dates in there. And what I do is I would take a cup of rice of steel cut oats, organic steel cut oats. Or for me, what I would do today, if I was trying to bulk up, I would take brown rice, Bob Redmill's brown rice farina. I'd take a cup of that, and I'd take a cup of water because it's 1-to-1. I'd boil that, simmer that, stir it up, throw in some rice milk or almond milk or coconut milk, stir it up. Then I pour it in a blender, and I throw some bananas, probably one or two bananas, and a couple of dates, blend it up. Oh, my God, it's so good. But that would be three meals. So the next morning, all I do is, heat that up and it's ready to go. But I'd also eat, if she's trying to gain weight, I would eat a lot of eggs. A lot of eggs. For me, it's 8. It used to be 12. So, how many, it's a girl, how much can she eat? Can she eat 4? Can she scramble them? Can she fry them? Can she, hard boil them? Can she poach them? Because you want to get in this scenario, to gain weight, you want to get the carbs. And you want to get the protein. So before I did all that, I'd probably wake up and eat like at least one or two pieces of fruit. And then I'd go and I'd go eat that. So that's a job. Yeah, there's people going, God, I eat a lot, but I that's a lot, period. Like every morning I have at least one or two waffles that are reek-free, and I have my eight eggs every single morning because I want that. I may not eat again until 3 o'clock, and it might just be a shake or something, or maybe I'll grab a lunch and then I'll eat a dinner at like 7 or something. And for if you're trying to gain weight, well, 3 hours later, you need to eat again. And you got to get that protein, and you need to get that carb. And you need to work out. You know, working out is pivotal through this whole thing. Does that start to help you with their question? Because you just repeat that.
Yeah,
repeat
I think
that
will answer
that.
It.
Yeah, but you just keep about. You just keep repeating that. And okay. The people who are trying to gain weight, like all my bodybuilder friends, of which I was one of them, because my body in professional wrestling was everything. Because if you don't look good, then people don't believe you for some reason. Because they use things, they use the cartoons that they think we are anyway as professional wrestlers. You know, you'd have to eat like, you know, three, four, five, six times a day. And for me, I hate it. I mean, personally, I like to eat two or three times a day and get a shake in. You know, that's another thing. A good protein shake. And the only one that I recommend is Bob Redmill's, not Bob Redmill's, is J. Rob's egg protein. And again, it's not wheat, it's not dairy, it's not whey, it's eggs. And if you look on the can of Bob Redmill's, which is not Bob Redmill's, of J. Rob's egg protein, there's like four or five ingredients. You know, there's not a lot. It's not like a whole slew of shit, which you'll find on just about every protein shake that you can find. I mean, there's so many words on there, and most of them you can't pronounce. So don't eat that shit. Eat this. That's the way I look at it. That help you get up, pal?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Thank you. Just let me know if you have. See you, Val. Thank you. Let me know if you have any more questions that come up. Do you have any more? Anybody else in the chat room?
Yeah, I do have. I've got a question from a listener named Physically Fit. I'm sorry, I don't know his real name, but he just had abdominal surgery, and his question is about healing the connective tissue post surgery, and he's getting himself into shape and dropping 45 pounds. And is there? I think he just wants to know how to heal the tissue or how to not, you know, compromise it while doing the workouts.
I'm going to throw it to Arthur. Arthur, you got something for me on that?
Yeah. Is he okay? If I heard right, he's talking about the connective tissue, right?
Yes.
Okay. Connective tissue is not like muscle. Connective tissue is kind of its own animal. It's kind of like the difference between rubber and plastic. It, you know, rubber stretches and it kind of snaps back into place, but you know, connective tissue, ligament, tendon, it's more like a credit card than a rubber band. You know, if you fold it back and forth too many times, it'll start developing microfractures, it'll heat up, and then it'll actually start, you know, abrading and eventually break. So what you want to do is you want to, you know, hold it with body heat in positions and slowly let it extend, let it get length. So, you know, this one is placed for those deep static holds and just staying in a comfortable stretch and holding it, not pushing it until you're ready to scream, but pushing it until you can feel some length, comfortable length, and just holding it there. And I don't mean for 2 or 3 minutes. I mean for like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. And it's like these are things where it's really hard to do standing position. So instead of like doing a forward fold standing, you'd be sitting on the ground, you know, using a strap and gently holding yourself forward, or gently doing like a can opener to get that hip open. And there are a lot of different stretches you can do that'll do it. But the trick is always going to be gentle, but be patient with it. In other words, learn to hold it. You know, if you think about it, just as a mind experiment, Dallas and I could go to a mall, and we could find the most arthritic person in the mall. And I guarantee you, Dallas could put the guy's head on his knees in, 3 seconds maybe? But the question is, what damage would you do to the guy to make it happen?
Oh, I should. Okay.
I mean, my yoga teacher has his own action figure, you know, so he could do that. But That's the aggressive support.
So, Arthur, this will help with the weakness in the stomach muscles?
Yes, it will. This is the aggressive use of force. Now, if you aggressively use time, then you will get a healthy stretch into those connective tissues. You see the difference? It's not forcing it. You want to avoid forcing those tissues. You want to hold them and let them get longer on their own. Like I said, it's like a credit card. If you put some gentle heat on it, the heat of the body, and hold the stretch, you will get the length. And it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. I mean, I can do some idiotic deep stretches now. And that's because a couple of two, three times a week, I'll just spend an hour doing maybe five positions.
Oh, and Arthur, I've been talking about that, and it's one of the videos that we're going to do next is going to be kids. You know, I'm not sure when we're going to actually do that, but my goal is within the next 4 months. And I've got some really good kids who are doing this because it's kids like. Sarah came by my sister's house with her son Gavin this week when I was there to get a workout. We all did it outside in the grass, and Lexi was there, my sister, and Lexi's new boyfriend. And her son is 6 years old, and I was blown away that he literally did the entire hour and 10-minute workout with us. Of course, he did like a six-year-old, but he never stopped. He never left. He never... Now he started, jibber jabbering, talking, and this is the same kid. When he got done working out with us, he ran in a circle in the grass for like seven times. I don't know, which was so much like me as a little kid. He sort of made me laugh, but I was gonna go like 7 to 12 as far as the kids, but he made me want to go to 6. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, I'm gonna put him in it along with a couple other kids that I have that I've watched do their thing. And I'm like, wow, these little kids get it. And if they can help other little kids get more active, because when you hear the whole thing about childhood obesity, let's stop calling it childhood obesity. It's parent obesity, and then it turns into childhood obesity. Because they're only watching their parents. And everybody pretty much wants to be like their parents. You know, at least we think we do anyway. So that, and my other point was the other one, Arthur, and I think me and Arthur do it, probably Yoga Doc, and just get into what we're going to call CDP yoga. It's static, and it's going to be stuff where we get positioned and hold there, and a lot of the restorative and stuff. It'll be very cool. It'll be like the next spot of what we're doing that isn't just about cardio and stuff. It's just another way to incorporate this into your toolbox, so to speak. So what else do we have there, Robert? I'm gonna bail out of this. I'm gonna turn this over to Sparky and Stacy, Robert, and Arthur. You guys, thank you very much for coming on. Be looking for best uncle ever. Stacy's video.
Hey.
I guarantee you get charged by it. All right, guys, continue the show. Thank you very much.
All right. See you later.
Later. Later, yo.
Bye.
Okay. Since we got it turned over, I have to get to this before Boomer drags me down, finds me in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and sends me to sleep with the fishes. Scott Dinsmore, I hope I got your last name pronounced right there, buddy, is one of the guys that just popped into the site. And last month we did a percentage of weight loss. The last
wait. Let me stop you there, Sparky.
Yeah.
Scott, you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Scott, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm here.
there is our winner. Did we get a T-shirt size from you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And Arthur, we're getting a lot of feedback from you, bro.
From me?
Yeah. Every time I meet you, it goes away. I don't know if that's your phone or what it is.
It's going now.
Yeah, it's going
down. Better?
That's better.
Cool. Well, on Scott, man, so you came in and you had 2 weeks, and I'm thinking to myself, in 2 weeks, people are going to drop like 5 pounds, right? You dropped, what was it, almost 5%?
17 and a half pounds.
In 2 weeks.
You rock.
That's fantastic.
That first week, I did have a gluten reaction, which I did drop 5 pounds. It felt like I had a brick in my stomach.
Yeah, and how'd that happen? Because it's kind of a funny thing how that because you've been gluten free for a while, right? And then you kind of popped in on it.
Yeah, I went gluten free like the day I started, you know, because I went to your website, Stacy. Thank you very much for that. And I went just followed what y'all started doing, and didn't look back. And and pretty much from that, I had pitfalls, you know, by realizing, hey, wow, I'm gluten intolerant, you know, because every time I did stumble and hit into a wheat pocket, I would call it, or a wheat mine, I would have like mad urges to want to binge, so to speak, and or just that last gluten reaction was it like stopped all digestion in my stomach, and that was Friday, that first week of the contest. It was that Friday, and I felt horrible. I still got my workout in, barely, but it was only one of them.
That's awesome. You started doing 2-a-days, right?
Yeah, I was doing 2-a-day, nonstop, and then the second week I was doing 3-a-day.
Wow.
And then I was feeling. I found out that yes, you can overtrain. You know, your body. I found out that my shoulders and my wrists were kind of feeling some pain. And so last day of the contest, I kind of reined it back a little bit by doing full planks and instead of, you know, doing full, you know, push-ups. And that worked. But I still did three different workouts.
Yeah, and absolutely, like taking that break and listening to your body, you did that. But, so people know you started at 362 and dropped almost 18 pounds. I think you said that. I want people to know. These guys, Robert and Stacy and Arthur, there were 17 people who got in. In 2 weeks, they lost a combined almost 91 pounds. And
that's awesome.
The top three guys all lost over 4.5% of their total body weight.
And gals.
And then there's a couple of them, Joel, Casey, and Brenda, who came in and lost over 3%. Total body weight in that time, which is, I think, it's phenomenal. Those guys like really came in and said, "I know what DDP Yoga is all about." So, you got a question for Arthur and Stacy while they're on here, Scott?
No, just tremendous thank you, Arthur. I'm gonna meet you for the first time finally in DC.
Awesome.
I'm definitely going to be there with my wife and son.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'll be the real loud guy.
Don't sweat on his mat.
Well, I'll be the real big guy.
Cool. Hey, Scott, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah. Good to talk to you all, too.
Yeah.
All right, have a good night, bro.
You, too. Okay,
so, was there... That's a cool story. Scott came in and completely owned it between, like, him and Bob. And we got, like, Kate and Val and some of the new people. They're really pumping things up, them. And, it's tough not to say everybody, but we got Slim out there who's rocking it, too. He's got this next 40 days thing that people should check out. But if we got any questions in the chat, Stacy?
Well, not at the moment. Okay. Well, actually, yeah. I tried to answer. This is William Hunnell. I hope I'm saying it right. He wants to know what a good stationary workout is, which does not involve sitting. And I suggested the stand-up DVD, which is pretty great because you're standing the whole time. But do you guys have any thoughts?
The stand-up is good. I've brought this one up before. Does anybody know what a diamond cutter salutation is?
No.
No.
Okay, it's a sequence of moves Dallas taught me, and it's kind of like the DDP yoga equivalent of a sun salutation. It starts standing, and the closest you get to being on the ground is an up dog or a cobra if you can't maintain the up dog. But I'm gonna have to put this online. I'm gonna have to shoot a video of it and put it online. But the thing is, it's a good sequence, and it's only about, I think, maybe 10 moves. But the thing is, you work every major muscle group when you're doing it. You know, and if you don't have a lot of time, let's say you're just getting up in the morning, just ignition is a, you know, there are sometimes, I'll be really honest, like when something's going on, I'm just really stiff or really sore, or I'm just at work, if you know what I mean. I mean,
yes.
I work with, it's special ed kids sometimes. I love them, but they can get under your skin. And, you know, you just got to go blow some steam, right? And you can't just roll out your mat and do whatever. So just some diamond cutters. And I tell you what, if you do a diamond cutter, right, and you really are grabbing into that floor, squeezing and pulling everything up, lifting and doing the entire thing, and just really paying attention to engaging all of the muscles, and really creating that length in your spine by lifting your sternum up when you're doing it, you're really working. And you can really just work everything. I know everybody always sees that big arm-chest motion. But if you're really doing a diamond cutter, right, you are working just about everything you've got.
Oh, yeah. That's full-body engagement.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the neat things is so many things. You know, if you don't have time to do a full workout, there are so many just little short things, and ignition is one of them. I'm going to put that diamond cutter on, you know, that diamond cutter citation online. But there are just so many things you can do that'll give you that full body workout without hitting the ground.
By the same token, I think I might have misunderstood, William. What about if you can just only sit? What can you do?
If you can only sit?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff. You know, that's one of the neat things. If you're engaging the muscles, you could, and Sparky, I think you've seen me do this. I can sit, I can just stand there and not move. Literally, not move a muscle and ramp up my heart rate. Stupid high.
It was like within 20 or 30 seconds. Once you understand engagement like that, it was unbelievable to see.
Yeah. Chris, the other part is if you learn how, you can squeeze your sternum in on your heart and stop your heartbeat completely. But people hate it when I do that.
I was going to say, do you want to do that?
My wife whacks me in the head when I do that.
Oh, boy, I bet.
The lovely, gracious, and well-armed Mrs. Borman does not appreciate me stopping my heart.
That's her job, not yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Robert, we got somebody on the line that might have a question for Stacey Arthur.
Yeah, we've got Doug from the Kent, Washington, Seattle area.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah,
hi.
Hi, Doug.
How are you?
Hi. Hello?
What you got, man?
We can hear you, man. I got a question for Stacey. You know, I heard earlier in the program you're all talking about portioning what you eat. You just can't eat everything you want to eat or even carbs. And I just wanted to know, what about vegetables? Is there an unlimited supply of eating vegetables?
Yeah.
If I liked vegetables, I would eat unlimited vegetables. I like them okay, but you know, that's something I don't really have to deal with. I have to got to force myself to eat the greens. But I would say as long as it's a healthy, green, you know, high-fiber type of veggie, I don't think you really need to worry so much about quantity. What do you guys think?
The danger with vegetables is what you put on them.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be honest. I could eat this. This grosses people out for some reason. I don't know why, but I love raw asparagus.
Mm.
I mean, I'll take it. I'll just pour some boiling water over it, and that's it. And
yeah.
I will munch and crunch this stuff all day long, and I love it. But I'm not going to go dipping it into cheese sauce or nothing.
Yeah, they do, a lot of people cover with butter and salt.
Yeah, don't
for
do
hollandaise.
That.
Well, let me tell you what I did that night with the dinner I had. Now, the first thing I'm trying to do is, by the way, I've got to tell you guys, I lost 10 pounds.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And I was 295 like you, Arthur.
Well, you won't be where I was long. You're already going. That's fantastic.
I'm really encouraged. So what I did tonight with like my dinner, I'm trying to make it a rule not to eat past 6 o'clock, anything past 6 o'clock. And that seems to help. And another thing, I took some romaine salad or lettuce, and I cut it up, and then I add about a quarter cup of black rice already cooked, and then I put a can of mushrooms. And then I put about three tablespoons of salsa, and that was my dinner for the night.
That's cool. I'm not too sure about the rice though. There are some issues with rices. Have you tried quinoa?
Yeah, we have quinoa too, but the black rice. I'm a diabetic, and it's only about for a quarter cup dry. It's only about 35 carbs. So and my blood sugar's come down a lot. Like before I ate, it was around 122. So I'm really encouraged. And another thing, too, is I'm having a hard time doing the breathing, coordinating with the exercises, you know?
Well, there's kind of a general rule about that, okay? And that's think about your rib cage, okay? And if you're doing something that's going to round the shoulders in and bring you forward and compress the rib cage, that's going to be an exhale. If it's something that's going to lift the sternum away from the spine, that's going to be an inhale.
Okay.
And you see,
it's just
going to
make the moves and do the breathing. And it's like, I don't know, I can't coordinate myself to do it like Dallas does.
Well, it takes practice.
Yeah, it does. It definitely takes. You know, one other thing
also
you do is,
the thing is, too, is I've been trying to get my heart rate up, and I can't seem to get myself to do that. So what I've been doing is doing brisk walking. And today, for the first time, I walked 2 miles brisk walking.
Well, that's awesome. Wow. With getting the heart rate up, how are you engaging? Okay, you're standing on the mat. Are you barefoot?
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. But the problem is I've got a foot ulcer on the bottom of my foot, so I'm trying the best I can.
Okay. Is that
well,
on both feet or just
limited
one?
A little bit.
Okay, is that on both feet or is that just on one of them? Or?
Just on my right great toe.
Okay, you know what you could do? And that's, think about the foot. You know, you got that blade edge of the foot.
Yeah.
If you can get your foot as planted as you can without causing that ulcer to be sore, think about turning the outside of your feet in, and you'll feel the inside of that one foot start to lift up, but you still got yourself solidly planted.
Okay,
just,
so you're
just try
like,
that. Stand up, and you'll feel what I said.
I'm going to roll my feet to the side, outer side, and then
not an over roll. Just think about pressing that part of the foot down.
Okay.
And then lifting your big toe up.
Okay.
And keep your other foot normally engaged, and then squeeze in. Can you feel how the adductors are engaged?
Yeah.
Now, can you feel your calves? Are they nice and tight right now?
Let me get up the. Yeah, I see what you mean.
That'll get it for you.
Okay, that's cool. Now, should I still have my knees bend out down a little bit?
I'm sorry.
Should I still have my knees bend down a little bit?
You always want to keep your knees bent. Trust me, I very seldom speak in absolutes, but here's what I will say. Never lock out your knees or your elbows.
Okay.
Because if you are engaging and you've got that joint locked, you're going to grind it, and that is not good. So you really want to avoid that. You know, this is not Bikram. We don't lock joints.
Okay. Okay. Well, then another thing, too, is I remember when I had a PT or physical therapy, they've always said, well, you have to do so many reps like that. Are we supposed to do so many reps with these? How many times do I
You know something? I would never go for quantity over quality. I think you are better served doing – well, think about it this way. What is more work? Five just regular pop-up push-ups or one 10-second push-up? That one 10-second push-up will kick your butt.
Yeah.
But five, boom, 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 that's not going to do anything.
Did you get the DVDs yet?
Yeah, I did, Robert. I appreciate them. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I got the replacement ones. You sent me a dozen of them. I was really surprised to replace the ones that went to play on my DVD player.
Like Arthur said, though, when you watch the DVDs, like the Diamond Dozen is like one set, but once you start getting into the workouts, you'll see exemplified what Arthur just said, especially when you start to move up those workouts, go from energy to fat burner. They start to get more and more challenging, and you'll get a lot more out of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? Moving slow, this is going to sound funny, but I'm totally serious here. Move, if you want to make this workout harder, move slower and really focus on that, keeping that muscle engaged all the way through your range of motion. And you could do one of anything, and it will kick your butt. If you just boom, 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 it's going to be very easy and you're not going to get as much out of it. So really focus on the quality of your movement.
Okay. Okay, can I ask Arthur a question?
Sure.
Arthur, I was just wondering when you very first started out on these, and, you know, I know that they're all like ignition and energy and like that, but there are a bunch of exercises to those each category. Did you move from one exercise to another till you can? Did you do each one in that category until you got it down, how did you do it so that you graduated from one exercise in the category to the next?
I didn't. I followed the whole sequence with the pause button very close nearby in case I fell over. What I would do is I would, you know, if I had to stop between exercises. Or if I had to go to child's, you know, to safety zone, I would hit that in between. I just hit that pause button, and then I would, you know, keep going again. Or if I fell down, I would back it up and get back through. And rather than focus on getting one exercise, I was focusing on getting through the whole sequence, getting through the whole series.
Okay. And you didn't try to go for. Perfection. You just try to do the best you can with those all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, if you just do one thing over and over again, and you're not getting through the whole sequence, the whole sequence is actually geared. And you know, this is one thing when I first learned the process, and then I understood it from the student viewpoint. Now I'm actually teaching it, and I'm putting together my own routines to teach in my classes. I'd say, okay, I'm going to do this to work this body part, this to work this body part. I'm going to get them warmed up here, and I'm going to, you know, do all these different body parts and make sure that I get through the whole, you know what I mean, the whole body.
Okay.
And this is where DDP yoga has a big advantage over, like, weightlifting. You see, in weightlifting, you're trying to isolate one muscle. But here, we're working the whole body. So you're actually using muscles to stabilize other muscles. And using muscles to stabilize the core or the back or the leg while you're working another body part. So you're working not just the one set of muscles. It's like when you're doing a diamond cutter, you're not just working the arms and chest. You're also working the legs, the glutes, the back, the spine, the abs. Because you got to hold yourself while you're doing it. So you really want to work the whole sequence. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, when you started, how long did you do your workouts or how many minutes?
I went through the whole sequence. And the first one I did was like 20 minutes long, and I was doing it every day.
Okay.
And then when I got there, they had the 20 and a 40, and I started swapping the 40 in every other day. And then I was doing the 40 every single day. And then I started swapping up the harder ones for the next series.
Okay. All right. So I should go ahead and be more concerned about movement and not so much about how much to get done, and just do the whole thing as best I can all the way through.
Yeah. And don't worry if you have to hit pause. Don't worry if
you
have to take a break or stop. That's what the safety zone position is for, is just to get your air back. You know, let's say you were working on something and it really kicked you. That doesn't mean, that's not a bad thing. It just means, you know, this is where you are right now, and you just got to take who you are, where you are right now, and give yourself some air, and then
okay.
start it back up again.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks,
bye-bye.
Man.
Goodbye.
Okay, we've got a... another caller from the 336 area code.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Jay from North Carolina.
Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
Chad.
And we're getting a lot of feedback from Arthur right now.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know why. He keeps coming back. That's better.
That's better.
So,
my name's Chad from North Carolina.
What's going on, Chad?
Not too much.
Yeah.
Just like to say thanks for all you guys for you know, everything with the DVD yoga. Finally got my DVDs in, I think, like Thursday or Friday. Pretty much on my fifth day right now.
Oh, good.
And kind of Scott Dinsmore kind of answered all the questions about you know, overdoing it a little bit. And my girlfriend's even getting kind of upset about
getting upset, like, oh, you shouldn't do so much. But, I'm kind of like, I'm afraid DDP is going to come over and eat or come coming to a table or something if I don't do it. So.
That's always a possibility, so you need to be aware of that.
I was like, I got to work out today. But one question I do have, I was trying to wait, like listen to the MP3s, and I've been listening like the Wake Up, and I don't know if like there's like a limit how many times I can actually open it. And I've tried to open it one time to listen to it, and it comes up with like an error message. And
yeah, there's a download limit, and some people have been using those as the initial email as a way to listen to them. And what you need to do is download those, but you've probably already reached your limit on those. So shoot me an email at Robert at Dallas Page, and I'll get you hooked up with those.
Okay.
You just need to download those to your computer.
Okay. Yeah, I've been meaning to do that, and I think it was just the Wake Up, and for whatever reason, I've been trying to like open it up on my phone, on my iPhone, and I've opened it up one time, listened to it, and other times it would just take forever trying to load, and I would keep hitting refresh, and I guess each time it would count as one time opening and stuff. So.
Yeah, and that's how it works. There's a 10 download limit on there, so that's what happened to you.
Okay. All right. So that was what happened. But yeah, I'll shoot you. I'll shoot an email.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely take care of you.
And I appreciate it, Arthur. Huge inspiration. Watch the video, and yeah, I'll send my video. And I sent that video out to my parents, trying to get them kind of. And get see if they get involved with it. My dad seems kind of interested, but I'll try to work on him a little bit. So I do appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
We appreciate that, man. And keep working out and give us a buzz back and tell us where you're at in a couple weeks, man.
Will do, man.
Okay. Take care,
brother.
Okay. All right. What else we got going on, Robert?
We've got a caller from, it's pausing me, but it looks like it's the 215 area code. Yeah, there we go.
Hey, 215. What's
going
on?
Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
How are you?
My name is Veronica. I'm actually in New York now, no longer in Pennsylvania. But my question is actually for Arthur.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I actually was in a car accident in 2004, the day I was actually going to be signing to go into the Army. So that was kind of like the sign from God. It's like, maybe you shouldn't do that. But my L1 to S1 in my lower back are shot. I have two bulging discs, two degenerative discs. A disc with long fluid and disc with no fluid. And I was wondering, when you first started going through the program, how did you handle certain types of pain and didn't get discouraged from it?
It has a lot to do, this is going to sound dumb, but with the nature of pain. I mean, there is pain and there's discomfort. And then there's just the feeling of this is new, this is different. And I had to stay inside of my tolerance for it. I had to find, how to put it, inside every position, there's kind of like a sweet spot, a spot where it works for you, not a spot where you're going one more inch and I scream, but a spot where it feels right to be there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and, I know. Like, I just started. Actually, I just started on Monday, and one of the things that I've noticed is doing cobra into table into downward dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cobra part that really starts to bother me.
Okay,
and
now there's some that one I can speak very specifically to. If you've mm-hmm. got spinal problems like that, and you're doing a cobra and it's causing you pain, the chances are you're not doing the position properly.
Okay.
Okay, now, rather than think, I'm willing to bet you're trying to get yourself up high, aren't you? You're trying to keep your hips planted and then just push yourself straight up.
I'm actually, how I had to modify it, it's like I believe that I started to do that, but how I modified it is instead of pushing completely up with my hands, I've actually only gone down to my elbows.
Okay.
And pushed up to a
but you're
part,
still trying. That's your problem right there. You
mm-hmm.
don't want to go up. You
okay.
want to go forward. Let me give you a
okay.
thought. If you were on the floor right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, bring your elbows in close to your body, put your palms under your shoulders, palms on the floor.
Okay.
And instead of thinking about coming up, think about pulling your sternum forward away from your hips. And it might lift your shoulders just an inch or two, but you're going to create length in that spine. You see, that's the secret of the cobra position. Is it's not about crunching the spine. Anybody can crunch their spine.
Right.
It's not healthy. You want to create that length first. You want to create space between the vertebra and then move inside the space. Now, in your case, you don't have that space, so you're going to have to generate that space first. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it's kind of like one of those.
At all. Don't come up at all. Just lengthen first, and then as you lengthen, it'll start to lift you slowly and not a lot, but it'll be a lot healthier and a lot safer, and you're going to feel the difference.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
It's that part of, like, I get to a point, and then I start freaking out because I don't want to injure anymore because the doctors don't want to go in and do a full surgery such as the fusing or anything like that due to my age. And it's been the first thing that they started me on was physical therapy. That didn't work. Then they tried me on medication therapy. That didn't work. Then nerve burning and cortisone shots. And now it's to a point now where it's strange as it sounds, it was your video that completely turned me on to this one, saying, okay, hopefully this is my last, almost like a last chance for me.
Okay,
in
what
a sense.
You really want to do.
I'm getting married in October, so it's like,
okay.
Come on.
Let me give you, have you ever seen a kid's, the toy the kids have with the little discs that pile up on top of a spike? It's got like the wood thing, and you put all the discs
on top
of it.
Yeah.
Okay, pretend that's your spine.
Okay.
You don't want to bend that thing. You want to create space between the discs.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole thing to cobra, is about creating that length. Once you create the length, then you can worry about up and down. But what
mm-hmm.
you want to do first is make the length between the discs. So,
okay.
Like I said, stay down low. Don't even try to go up. Try to go forward. Ground your hips. Let me give, think about this for a second. If I was to go up to your knee, I know you're talking spine, but I'm talking knees right now, and I was to take
okay.
a magic marker and put a big old plus sign right across your kneecap,
mm-hmm.
open up your knees and turn them out so that the upper inside quarter of your knee is grounded. Now, that's going to ground your thigh from the inside of your knee all the way up into the groin.
Okay.
Turn it, lower the pelvis into the mat, and you're going to be solid from knee to hip and back to the other knee. And that's going to ground you very solidly. Now, you notice we haven't even started going up yet. Then
right.
you bring the elbows into that place where they're close into the body. palms down, and then try to pull yourself forward. And again, the goal isn't up. The goal is forward, sternum away from hips. Now, do you know the bar back position?
Yes, and that one that actually...
That is so awesome for the exact same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Elbows in close to the body, roll the shoulders down, extend the arms, let the belly drop, and create that space.
Right.
It's a tiny little space. Think about this. It's maybe half the diameter of a pencil.
Okay.
But it is so crucial to liberate that space between your vertebrae.
So it would be more of a lengthening than a, say, like a stretching in a sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, lengthening is stretching. The thing is, you're not trying to bend it. You're not ready to bend it yet. If you don't have that length, especially since you have compromised lumbar region, you don't want to try and just, you know, bend that spine just yet. You want to get the length first. Even if you can't bend at all, generate the length first.
Okay.
Can I give you one other thought?
Sure.
Do you have a chair and maybe some pillows?
Yeah, computer chairs.
Okay, a chair with no arms.
No, but I could probably find one.
Okay, or maybe a stool, like a footrest or something. Put your pillows on top of that.
Okay.
Okay? Then sort of lay over it and let your upper body hang and dangle off the end of it. And just let gravity pull your head away from your shoulders, pull your shoulders away from your hips, and just hang there and rest there and let gravity, see, gravity right now is screwing you.
All right.
Gravity is taking your head and pulling it down into your shoulders. Gravity taking your shoulders, pulling them down into your hips. And that's compressing and crunching down the spine. You turn it the other way, suddenly gravity becomes your best friend. Because it's pulling your head away from your shoulders and pulling your shoulders away from your hips. And it's creating that length in your spine that you need so desperately right now.
Yeah.
That's why you love that bar back so much, is because it's liberating that space in your lumbar vertebra.
Yeah, that's that one and the stretch at the end where you kind of twist and open up your back slightly at the bottom.
Yeah, you know why? It's because you created when you're reclined like that, you've created the length first.
Mm-hmm.
If you create the length, then you can do all kinds of stuff. But until you create the length, if you've just got that compressed spine and you're turning or bending a compressed spine, you're actually going to hurt those discs.
Okay.
So you got to be uber careful about that.
Okay. Well, in a month, I'll give you guys a call and let you know how everything's going.
If you write me on the website, I'll do my best to get back to you fast. My son is the computer guru. I'm just kind of along for the ride with that. Robert can tell you about that.
Oh, yes.
But
thank you
so
very much for everything.
I'll try to get back as fast as I can. All right,
well,
I'm glad I can help.
All right.
Okay, should we go to the next caller there, Sparky?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit it. Who do we have?
The 856 area code.
So where's 856 from?
This is Dave Ward. How are you guys doing?
Dave!
Oh, Dave, what's up, buddy?
Dave,
dude.
Dave, who? I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a new guy. I just wanted to call in and say thank you. how you guys doing tonight?
We're doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing well.
Are you pumped, prepped, locked and loaded, and ready to go for GDP yoga in DC?
I am. I'm very pumped. I'm ready. I'm getting excited. We're only a couple days away, so it should be good.
It's gonna be a good time, man.
Somebody who's gonna come out and shoot video.
Oh,
nice.
Awesome. That's
the
great.
The uber technical number one son is going to come,
great.
and hopefully we, you know, it should be an awesome moment.
Yeah. I really just wanted to call in real quick to, you know, just chime in about the DC meetup as well. And, you know, I posted today in the event page for it, just giving some details about, you know, what you and I talked about the other night, Arthur, as far as the timing of everything. I put in there what time I was going to arrive and kind of what we had planned at least at this point. Just, I put my email address and phone number, so if anybody needs to get a hold of me, they can do that. They can shoot me an email. They can give me a ring, especially the day, you know, once they get there, if they need to call and find out where I am or where you are, I can, you know, we can kind of coordinate things a little bit. But anybody that has RSVP'd that they're coming and you're not going to be able to go, I ask that you please go in there and take your RSVP and change it that you're not going to be there. I just want to make sure we have somewhat of an accurate head count. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but at least right now, we got about 10 to 15, at least from the looks of it right now. So that seems like a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be there. I think there's at least a solid half dozen of you that are going to be there. Anybody else who trickles in, then, you know, more bangs for your buck with an Arthur DDP yoga workout. And the best part is, he's going to have trouble tracking you. So more people that show up, it's going to be difficult for him to figure out which one of you is sweating on his mat. That can either be good, because he won't be able to figure out who he's going to punish, or could be bad, because you're all going to
go. Now, well, if I'm sitting here yelling about punishing people out there on the National Mall, somebody may think we're having too much fun.
Oh, and hey, Dave. Dave, just so you know, today I personally packed up and shipped your order myself today. So any foreign objects weren't my fault, but I personally packed that sucker for you today.
Wait, you mean the shirt?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome, thanks. I did get an email saying they shipped, so that's great.
Yeah, so I... If they look bad, if they're torn up, it was somebody else. But if they look good, it was me.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind when hopefully they'll arrive. It'd be nice if I could wear one of the tank tops down there on Saturday, but
nice.
We'll have to see on that.
Yeah, what is today? Today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe. It might be there in time.
Yeah, it'll be close, but that's okay. It's not a big deal, but... I appreciate that. That was fast too. That's great that you guys put that together so fast. So
you could always body paint DDP yoga.
Yeah,
across your chest and back.
That's actually a good idea. That's not a bad idea at all. I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time. I just want to say hi. I just wanted to reiterate about the DDP yoga in DC. Just go to the events page and you'll see what I put out there today as far as timing and what we had planned. And my email and phone number is there. If you have any questions or anything like that, just give me a shout, shoot me an email, whatever it is. And hopefully we can work everything out and it'll be a lot of fun. Very excited.
Nice.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care,
bro.
Yeah, see ya.
And special thanks to Dave because he's been out, you know, he's been the man hunting the chat, stalking the chat, saying hi to everybody. Not really stalking, but he's just making sure that everybody's taken care of there and really kind of came up and took care of the yoga and DC idea here in the last couple of weeks. So that's pretty cool. And where he's talking about, if you haven't been there, it's teamddpyoga.com/event. You'll find DDPY in DC and get all his beats there. So we got anybody else left for questions?
We've got one more caller, and it's from the 707 area code.
Hey, what's up, 707? Who are you?
Hey, how are ya?
Good.
Doing good. What's your name?
Oh, it's Kate.
Kate.
Oh, hey.
Kate.
Yeah, the Wine Country DDP Yoga Wino. No, I'm kidding.
No,
so, quick question.
Wino,
I'm kidding. I just called in with that ridiculous question of why yoga's easier after a glass of wine. Anyhow.
Well, I remember that, yes.
This question I was actually going to send to Sparky, but in an email. But I started thinking about it, and I think a lot of people might benefit from the answer. So can I ask it here, please?
Oh, sure. Why not?
I came in to DDP yoga. I found out about it. I saw Arthur's video on Cinco de Mayo last month.
got on the site after I ordered my DVDs, didn't start doing Diamond Dozen off the site until the 7th. Got my DVDs on the 17th. So tomorrow being the 7th, I'm contemplating, do I do my 30-day measurements tomorrow, or do I wait till the 17th when I had everything full throttle?
You know, it's kind of up to you. I think it was hard to piece it together off the site, and, you know, it's kind of a unique thing that happened. So if you want to give yourself to the 17th, I don't think it's going to be cheating anything to do that.
Okay, cool. That's an even better answer than I was hoping for.
Especially coming from Sparky.
Well, yeah. But there are so many of us that came in, you know, the floodgates open, and we all came in. That's why I figured the answer might benefit others as to when our true 30-day is. Is it the day that we started Diamond Dozen and Energy off the site, or is it the day we had our DVDs and really just had a grasp?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that for everybody, I mean, like you said, when you tried to cobble together the workouts off the site, which was awesome that they were up there, but then you finally get your materials, I think it kind of sits in when you finally get them and you can start putting the multiple workouts together and the nutrition plan and everything else.
The program guide was a huge, huge asset because I thought I was doing gluten-free just off of the information on the site, and I really had it nailed down pretty much to 90%. So I'm cool with that 12 days utilizing the site. But when I got the program guide and I had all the recipes, like the rice farina shake, that just completely solved so many dilemmas about breakfast because, I mean, doing breakfast without gluten was a challenge.
Yep.
So I was doing the opposite and just skipping breakfast. You know, oh, this is too hard, we'll just skip. And Sparky knows from...
I was going to say,
ahead.
How are you doing with it now? Are you eating?
Oh, you know what? It's kind of like gluten's gotten repulsive, and I have two 15-year-old daughters. You know, they're all into sports, and the whole carb-up thing before tournaments is a huge thing in the sports and, you know, community, especially for young girls. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can carb up, but we don't have to do glutinous carbs. Let's carb up with, you know, some brown rice pasta. Let's carb up in the way our body can actually process it so you don't end up looking like Buddha, like Mama. So, yeah. No, it's been awesome. I love it. Dairy-free was definitely harder for me. I mean, one of my children's named Bree, for God's sakes. Jeez.
It was the opposite way for me. Milk was so easy for me to drop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found manchego cheese pretty quickly for my biggest replacement, which was pizza. That was my biggest source because I wasn't a milk guy in the morning or anything. But, man, milk, I just dropped like a bad habit. Gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
for 42 years, I've been doing cookies and milk before bed. I mean, I love my parents, but, man, did they develop a bad habit.
Hey, okay, have you tried almond milk?
Almond milk is good. There's,
I love almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
There's a lot of different kinds of milk.
Well, and there's some girls in the chat that have great recipes for making it at home, which is far more cost-effective. And I personally, I like the stuff homemade better. It doesn't have that kind of thick xanthan gum taste to it.
I like that. I like coconut milk. If you want to go sweet sometime, coconut milk is good. Marker, you might notice a little something about this. We had a nutritionist on, Nancy Gilberti, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I've downloaded that.
Yeah, and she was talking about, you know, what's even better, if you're worried about, like, a yeast buildup in the body and candida coming in, that hemp milk actually is a good alternative for that, too.
Oh, that means pina coladas for everybody then, huh?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Well, I had an awesome with So Delicious vanilla coconut ice cream with some coconut milk. Made myself a nice little ice cream milkshake. Now, you got to realize, like Dallas said, you know, it's still carbs, it's still calories going in, so you got to manage that with everything else. But boy, was that a great
Can I throw a thought out at you guys real fast?
Sure.
One thing that's real important to remember is you gotta. There's this temptation to say, okay, I've been doing really good, so I'm gonna let myself have this ice cream, and I'll have a vegan ice cream or a gluten free ice cream or a gluten free this or gluten free that. And you gotta, you know, having food that you like sometimes, you know, having food that you're especially fond of, you know, comfort food or whatever you want to call it is one thing, but you got to be very careful not to use food as a reward, because that kind of undoes everything you're trying to do. I mean, you got to use other things as a reward. Take yourself out to a movie, or buy yourself that smaller pair of jeans that you were looking at, or you know what I mean.
Well, you're going up right up Stacy's alley right there with.
Yeah, well, I tell you, well, I'm about to get off Stacy's alley because the last reward I bought for myself was a Michael Myers bobblehead in New York City.
Oh, yes. Yes.
For my collection, my wall of bobbleheads, yes.
Can I actually elaborate on that real quick, just because I have a master's in psychology and I wrote a paper on Myers don't work?
Yes.
Go for it.
When we diet, it is the human condition to, anytime you take something away from yourself, to gorge yourself. And what I did when I went into being gluten-free was said, okay, I'm not getting into that mindset because I don't want to reward myself because that becomes the negative. So instead, I pictured it as a lifestyle change. I put a mason jar in the kitchen, and every time I went to the grocery store and I didn't buy those glutinous little treats for myself, I chucked the same amount of money into the jar. That's my clothing fund. Because
cool.
I am dropping inches every day. I inside of, you know, my approximate 30 days, I'm already two sizes down in my pants.
Right.
I keep having to go buy clothes.
Good.
That jar is funding it. So rather than looking at a box of Oreo cookies and going, oh, I don't get that, I look at, ooh, I have $3.49 towards my next pair of jeans.
Nice.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I costume, and I have one thing I'm always, it's kind of the fun complaint is, gee, that costume doesn't fit anymore. You know, so now I have to make smaller and smaller costumes. But it's kind of neat because when things like that happen, or you put on a pair of pants that you haven't worn for a while, and it's like you can look down and suddenly they're like 3 or 4 inches too big. You know, it's kind of like, gosh darn, these pants are too big.
Yeah, if you,
oh, woe is me.
If you keep exercising, Arthur, if you keep exercising the way you are, you're going to be able to get like an authentic size yoga costume or Yoda.
That's
just get
cool.
A Jawa robe.
Oh, no.
But I tell you what, it's kind of fun. It really is, because you know, you're sitting here looking at yourself and you can see. And you remember the 6 pictures? This is why those 6 pictures, even if you're not going to post them on the website, this is why those 6 pictures are so important, because you know what? There is very little in my life that is more pure, simple joy than looking at those old 6 pictures. And it's like, dang, I was big back then.
Oh, yeah, I remember way back in the day, you and I had done a phone interview. I mean, this was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember you saying something to the effect of, you didn't feel like that you were buying clothes anymore, that you were just renting them for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, you go to the cons and you buy the T-shirt, you know, with this character or that character on it, and it's like, well, I can't wear that one anymore. I got to buy a new one. And that's a lot of, you know, as dumb as it sounds, that's a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool.
But, you know, the big point I want to make, though, is not to use cat. Excuse me. Anyway, not to use food as a reward.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should have something set up for themselves for when they reach those goals. And actually, we should have a lot of people starting to come up on some 30-day goals. So would love to hear some success stories you post in your stuff on Team GDP Yoga in the blog, or giving us a call.
Oh, one other thing, guys. Save a pair of... You want to do something really fun for yourself? I'll tell you something really fun. Save your biggest fat pants. Save your biggest fat pants. Okay?
That's a great idea.
And then in a year, watch what happens when you put them back on. You will be so happy with yourself.
That's a reward.
That is. And get a picture. I've got a picture of me I think it's on the website, isn't it? Where I'm standing with both of my legs inside of one leg of my old fat pants.
We should start a new group or a new section called House of the Big Pants. Everybody on their year anniversary can put themselves in their big pants, a picture of them up there.
Because that is one of the most fun things. Or save one of your old fat T-shirts. I still have my old fat belt. My old fat person belt goes around me twice and then some. You know, they showed, I showed a kid my video because I was explaining to him about motivation. And he went around, he said, wow, there's some fat guy ate Borman, you know. But, you know, it's the thing, really serious, is you've got to find ways other than eating. And that's a big problem we as a group have, is we, a lot of us, were trained to have food rewards.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're getting a little bit short on time, but Stacy told me, what I have, I've got too many windows open here. Black Belt Brian wants to know what everybody's eating.
What everybody's eating?
Yeah, so I guess let's just go over the last meal of what you guys were eating.
Oh. Well, my meal tonight was pretty spectacular. It was made by Bill, who is a trained chef, but he cooks gluten-free for me, and I had chicken Oscar with brown basmati rice. So I'm one happy camper.
I had a big, huge bowl of steamed vegetables, and I dumped some homemade salsa over it, and it was like asparagus and French green beans and peas, carrots, and broccoli. Had a lot of broccoli in it. And I just, steamed it up, and then I dumped salsa over it. And then about half an hour-ish later, I had some quinoa.
Oops. Mine's going to be the least exciting out of those three. I had a baked potato and broccoli, but to tell people how it's prepared, the broccoli is slightly just steaming in a pan, and then the baked potato was just baked, thrown in the oven, some salt, a little bit of pepper, and that's it.
No, that's actually tremendously exciting. Not really. I didn't have much myself. I just had like rice and green beans, so I actually haven't even finished my dinner yet. So that was even less exciting than yours, Barbie.
Yeah, I actually had to stop eating like a couple hours ago because I got to get up in a couple hours and go for some blood tests. So, fun. All right, then. Well, it sounds like we don't have any callers on the line. I don't know if we got any last questions in the chat. Is there anybody in there, Stacy, for us?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
All right. What an awesome discussion. We're almost out for 2 hours, but I think this is going to cap it. You guys got any last words you want to leave with our new friends in Team DDP Yoga Land?
East Coast Meetup. Check out the events.
All right, guys. Check out DDP Yoga in D.C. with Arthur. Be there. If not, be on the lookout for the next one. Keep doing your DDP Yoga or else. For all the callers that called in tonight, thank you very much. Scott, congratulations on winning the contest. Keep going, brother. Slim,
everyone,
keep it up.
Everyone in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Slim, keep it up. And actually, the chat room has been hopping. We've had the most users sustained for like 2 hours over the past couple weeks. It's been amazing. You guys stick with it. 30, 60, 90 days. You are going to be amazed. For Arthur, Stace, and Robert, and the man, DDP, this is Sparky. Remember, live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.